goes down smooth. Hey!
Now it's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
Where you can toke.
I inhale. Frequently.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard, have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
Holland, is it real? Don't tease me.
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years.
And now, here's your host, the guru of ganja graphics, the sultan of sativa statistics, and the worst nightmare of a reefer mad prohibitionist. A polite, perspicacious, productive pothead with a propensity for PowerPoint. Radical Russ Belville.
All right, welcome everybody. It's hour two, Toker Talk Radio on the air live on 420radio.org exclusively. We've got Stephanie Bishop in the house. How are you doing, Stephanie?
I am fantastic. It's been so informative so far.
Glad you liked it. Hey, special shout out to Left Wing Larry, who's in the chat room right now. He's Key Debt 46, by the way, in the chat room.
Nice.
Left Wing Larry, who was my roommate here in Oregon for a time, and now he's back in Colorado, and he's quite happy because Ohio State knocked Virginia Tech's quarterback out of the game. Otherwise, Larry, that game was not looking good with that other quarterback in. I'm telling you, you dodged a bullet. I'm telling you. Anyway, we won't go too far into college football because we got Stephanie here, and we're going to talk about mass incarceration. That's coming up here. Also, we've got a great story, and I tweeted about this earlier today. I'm trying to find the link, and I'll get out to everyone else, but a great story out on, here it is, Kitty Herzog is the author of this. And there's the link. Let me get this. It's off of BuzzFeed. And the article is entitled, How I Smoked My Way Sober. How I Smoked My Way Sober. And it talks about her experience being a, you know, basically calling herself an alcoholic.
Right.
Who then found marijuana and realized, wait, this works for me. And how much controversy there is in the recovery community, AA and all of that, about how you need to be abstinent. Any drug is a bad drug. And so many of us are saying, well, no.
Right.
Now, I can personally attest to marijuana getting me off of alcohol as a teenager and getting me off of meth in my 20s.
Yeah.
So you've obviously heard stories like this.
Well, and I mean, the government is setting up methadone clinics.
Yeah.
Methadone clinics so that they can legally sell pharmaceuticals to get heroin addicts off of heroin. They're addicted to methadone. They won't let them go into a medical marijuana place and get medicine that would get them off of heroin. So,
yeah, she explains her experience being, you know, one of those, you know, pass out at the bar kind of drunks, you know, just being, you know, very dysfunctional. And then the way she describes it, too, was that alcohol was the lazy way to cure the worst condition ever suffered, which was boredom.
Right.
Like alcohol, like rather than having a hobby or going hiking or whatever, I could cure boredom just by getting drunk. And that just became a thing for her. And then she said, I wouldn't want to live my life sober. You know, I go without pot and it's fine.
Right.
She says, I remember my dreams a little more. right. But that this, I think this is starting to come to an end now where this hard line in the rehab community about abstinence being the only solution starting to fall.
Yeah, I mean, it really is about learning why you're in that phase, addiction, things like that, and understanding the nature of the addiction. You know, it isn't necessarily just alcohol necessarily. I'm addicted to sugar, blood sugar.
Me too.
You know, I mean, these are all conversations that you have to have. And marijuana, cannabis helps all of that, you know, regulate your blood sugar. It helps, like, get you off of the hard drugs, quit smoking. Willie Nelson quit smoking. Remember, he said he just put joints everywhere.
That's right. And, you know, I've just been recently diagnosed as pre-diabetic, but I think had I not been the pot smoker I am, it could have been far worse at this point. Now,
for sure.
Working on that. We'll get that fixed. But marijuana. Yeah. We've got that to talk about. Also, there was another bit of data that came out, that Washington report. We'll dig a little deeper into that. Plus, I've got some more of the information from the National Surveys on Drug Use and Health. I just tore apart these numbers today. And sometimes I get people that are like, oh, don't you get tired of the haters? Don't you get tired of the idiots that are getting this? Like, no, man, that's article fodder.
It's the conversation.
Yeah.
Whether it's good or bad, at least they're having a conversation. Look how far we've come from closed doors, closet smokers.
No doubt. smoking into a toilet paper tube filled with dryer sheets.
Or the can with the holes in
it. The can. If you've never smoked out of a can with holes in it, you ain't shit.
Yeah.
I've never understood that that metaphor, though, when they say, like, you know, if you don't like country music, if you ain't country, you ain't shit.
Right.
So if you are country, you are shit.
And then on the flip side, if it's not Scottish, it's crap, right?
It's nice Scottish, it's crap, that's right.
So there you go.
Yeah, so here with Stephanie Bishop, just hanging out. And when we come back from our break, we're going to get more into detail on this mass incarceration problem in America. It's gaining mainstream understanding and bipartisan support. Republicans and Democrats now are at least making noise about it, at least, you know, saying the things, you know, talking about it. Whether anything happens, we have yet to see. President Obama's done a little bit, moved the ball just a bit in this regard as well. When we come back, we'll talk more about it.
Continue the conversation with Radical Russ online. Visit RadicalRuss.com and email RadicalRuss@gmail.com.
Science! We love science here, Stephanie.
You know, it really does clear things up. Facts, science.
There we go. We'll be back with some science right after this.
You can get 420 Radio on the go with the TuneIn Radio app for all mobile platforms. Go to rad-r.us/420TuneIn or just click the TuneIn Radio icon below the live radio feed on 420radio.org.
Imagine life without taxes. Let New Era Certified Public Accountants, NewEraCPAs.com, handle your Cannabusiness 280E and tax strategy. Get your business prepared with New Era CPAs Cannabis Finance Bootcamp. NewEraCPAs.com, with years of experience in the industry, we are one of the nation's leading accounting firms for growers, dispensaries, and ancillary companies from Washington to California. NewEraCPAs.com.
Step into the future every Tuesday night with Electric Bob's Boogaloo, our weekly electronic music jam. Electric Bob brings you the latest house, trance, dubstep, and other electronic music from the freshest DJs and producers. It's every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific, with replays weekends at 11 p.m. on 420radio.org.
Hi, I'm Alex Rogers, producer of the 4th Oregon Medical Marijuana Business Conference, the OMMBC. There have been a lot of recent changes to Oregon cannabis laws. Recreational sales start October 1st, new licensing from the state, and changes to medical marijuana. Are you prepared? Join us at the downtown Portland Hilton September 12th and 13th with the industry's top cannabis experts, political leaders, exhibitors, and nightly networking events. For more information, join us online or give us a call. The OMMBC. Be part of history.
Oh, yeah.
Not your hands like that.
Walking round with a slight limp. It's not a G thing rather than my ankling. A bit thrown like the dice in the I Ching. I'm not sleeping while my head is tangling. I need an aspirin, brother, I need a Saturday. A cup of tea to drink, possibly a Jaffa cake. Or just an evening alone, I've had a manic day. It's been an age since I was chilled enough to masturbate. Baby, come here, I love you.
That's music from Disraeli and the Small Gods with Nevermind. That's part of our world music library that we've got from Gordon Green and Gordon Green's Music Planet. Gordon's going to be calling in here at the 420 break. He's got some new K-pop for us. Do you like the K-pop?
I do. I like all music.
I like all
music. I do. I like all music.
You like all music?
You know, okay, there's some...
Apparently the judges say yes, you liked all music. Okay.
There's some drum and bass out there that can... but I appreciate it. Somebody appreciates it, so I'll appreciate it too.
All right, so we've got Stephanie here. She's been working for a long time on these aspects of the mass incarceration system in this country. And so, there we go.
Let's take off.
Worst sound in the world, trust me.
Yeah. The lockup, but it's for sure. And let's start by explaining it real quick.
Okay.
If you're just coming in. Okay, mass incarceration. There's a corporation called Corrections Corporations of America.
CCA.
Yeah, they are contractually bound to the United States government to do two things. One, guarantee a 90% occupancy rates in the prisons, and two, pay $36,000 a year per prisoner. Now, we have 2.3 million people in prison on a state, local, and federal level. It's all private at this point. And only one half of those, only like 1.2 of those people in jail are there for a violent offense. All the rest of them are essentially drug users in the war on drugs, not just necessarily marijuana, though there's a very large amount in there for marijuana, but also for, you know, crack cocaine, things like that. Now, this is the sick part of it is that the Corrections Corporations of America has a sister company called Unicor, and there's other companies out there that are engaged in this on state levels, and they're smaller private companies. What they're doing is they're executing prison work contracts, and so they are sending these prisoners or keeping their prisoners. There's manufacturing, you know, facilities right there on site in the prisons, and these people are working for pennies a day to make Victoria's Secret panties, to package Starbucks coffee, to basically do any and everything in the corporate world. I just got a report today, and this sickened me, that Whole Foods
oh my God, really?
Is using prison labor instead of migrant farm labor or whatever. So they're not outsourcing anymore, they're insourcing.
And isn't there a certain psychological cruelty to having a bunch of men locked up with each other in a prison making panties for Victoria's Secret?
Yeah.
That's just mean.
And you know, I've talked to prisoners. Prisoners are like, oh, I got into a better facility because I'm a welder. Or if they have some special skill, that's where they get assigned because they serve value there. So that pretty much sums up the system of mass incarceration. But what we wanted to do today was go a little bit deeper into it because it is a corporation.
Yeah.
People are investing money. And I have this saying, I'm a true believer. Your stock portfolio is a direct reflection of your moral values.
Let me quote the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, who once said a budget is a moral document.
It is.
That's exactly right.
Where you
right.
spend your money, follow the money. You know, people, politicians, they get up there, they talk, follow the money, because the money trail is always the truth. Mm-hmm. And what's happening here in the money trail is that we have, like, just recently, Columbia University divested from giving funds to invest in any private prison company at all.
That's so cool.
The students got together and forced the university to divest. Just recently, there was a story in the Huffington Post in the opinion section that stated that the New York pension funds are being used to invest in private corporations. Now, when I said my original statement online, I got a lot of flack from individuals who, you know, are just, they're modest investors. They're IRA, they're using their retirement funds. They're not trying to screw anybody. But what they're doing is they're giving their funds to brokers. And then those people are going out and just investing their money en masse without any idea where it's going. So in that case, isn't complacency the evil?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And for younger listeners out there, and you might be thinking, okay, so Columbia University, a college, isn't going to donate a few million dollars to a fund that funds $1 billion. What difference is that going to make? Yeah. Folks, look up Google Ain't Gonna Play Sun City. Look that up, because the first step in the 1980s that forced South Africa into abandoning its apartheid regime was colleges divesting themselves from any sort of South African business. And that was followed up by a public awareness campaign by musicians and actors and artists. And it was the Ain't Gonna Play Sun City thing. They didn't have hashtags back in the day.
Right.
But in the back in the day, it would have been Ain't Gonna Play Sun City hashtag, right?
Yeah.
And that pressure is what led to that the sweeping changes that occurred in South Africa. So don't think that this can't work, because it has.
No, and everybody's snowed. And I get it. There's the Black Lives. The people who are in prison, it is absolutely disproportionately racial.
Oh, sure.
But I have to point out that now we're coming to a time where classism has played a factor, where it's not just people of color. It's people who don't have money.
There we go.
It's people who get pulled over that are pot smokers, doesn't matter what color they are, and then they're initiated into the system. They don't have the money to get out of the system, and then they get caught up in like the three strikes rule and things like that. And so what happened last year, though, in Obama administration, I do appreciate Obama administration under the former attorney general, they did some reformation in the sentencing laws. So they loosened up the three strikes laws. They gave judges discretion to decide if the crime matches the time, and that if we should we be putting these people in jail for decades. On a community level, people have to understand the psychology of enslavement and other human beings, because this is something that trickles throughout history. And as we see, slavery, it resonates through generation to generation.
It's the biggest addiction this country's ever had, and has had it for over 400 years.
Absolutely. And so now
it's just modified what it looks like, right?
Yeah.
It's not plantations with chains and overt slavery.
Right.
It's institutionalized.
Now we're talking about enslaving families in the same way, because their parents are in jail for nonviolent crimes over an extended period of time. Other parents, grandparents are having to take care of those children. The psychological repercussions of first putting a human being in a box and forcing them to work for a law that never should have been a law in the first place. Where's the liability in that?
Mm-hmm.
How do you backtrack?
You know?
But then to think of all of the psychological problems that happen in a child's life being without a parent, and then think what that kid who's coming out of college has: military, prison, there are no jobs out there for them, or entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And are they really able to be an entrepreneur when their parents were split up, one in prison, when the criminal mentality takes over, your dad's in prison, your mom's in prison? And when are we going to be able to repair that? That's going to be generations and generations and generations.
Yeah,
because it's
tough. So we got about a little less than a minute. Do you have websites, sources people can go to help and learn more?
You know, I think that everybody should read the new Jim Crow by Michelle Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
Search Google mass incarceration, prison work contracts, anything. I'm on facebook.com/StephanieBishop420. You can just Google my name as well, in cannabis or hemp, and find me.
PHANIE.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, get a hold of me if you have any questions. I'd love to help.
All right. So Stephanie Bishop, thank you for being here in the studio talking mass incarceration. We'll get back to the topic, but we're going to take a quick break here. We are quickly approaching that sacred time here in the Pacific time zone. And we've got Gordon Green calling in. He's got some K-pop for us. So we'll get our little Korean dance groove going. But right now, we've got to take a break. That's right, man. It's totally tubular. I have to explain to people, Radical Russ isn't a 60s thing. It's an 80s thing.
Yeah.
It's radical like tubular and gnarly. Not radical like Jerry Rubin. Right. Right. But hey, it's 420 here in Portland, Oregon. So we've got a safety meeting we got to get to. When we come back, Gordon Green will be on the line with some K-pop for you. Stay tuned.
This is Rick Cusick, and you're listening to 420 Radio.
Oregon has joined Washington and Colorado in legalizing marijuana. We're Portland Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws chapter in Portland, Oregon. Join us as we celebrate the launch of an exciting new era in marijuana freedom in Oregon. Our job has just begun. Powerful interests want to white out the most important portions of Oregon's legalization law. By joining Portland Normal, you add your voice to the thousands who voted for Measure 91 and want it to be implemented as written. The people have spoken. Now it is time for the legislature to obey the will of the people. Find out more about Portland Normal at portlandnormal.org. Attend our monthly membership meetings on the fourth Saturday of the month. See our website for more details. Portland Normal. Ensuring responsible adult marijuana consumers are afforded the same rights, privileges, and responsibilities as beer drinkers. The Russ Belville Show is proudly sponsored by the Marijuana Business Association. The MJBA, called by NBC News the Cannabis Chamber of Commerce, is the fastest growing business association in the fastest growing industry in America. I've been working with the MJBA for years, and I personally invite you to join the MJBA. MJBA also publishes the popular MJ Headline News on Facebook and the MJNewsNetwork.com, and Marijuana Channel 1 on YouTube. Visit MJBA.net for more details. The Fingerboard Extension has fretted instruments to enhance your creativity. It has new and used guitars and banjos from beginning to high class. The Fingerboard Extension has National Resophonic, Husson Dalton, Larrabee, Heritage and Recording King guitars, and Mike Ramsey, Wildwood, Gold Tone, and Recording King banjos. The Fingerboard Extension also has drum stuff, used gear, and parts. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension, downtown Corvallis, Oregon at 120 Northwest 2nd, or check out the inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com and reverb.com.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod-safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Irie Wednesday, featuring reggae, ska, and other world music genres. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tunes.
All right, 420 in the middle of the week, and that means it's time to speak with Gordon Green from Gordon Green's Music Planet. How you doing, Gordon?
Doing great, Russ. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. We got Stephanie in the studio today.
Hi, Gordon.
Hello, Stephanie.
So Gordon produces Gordon Green's Music Planet. It's part of our music show lineup that you can hear every weeknight at 8 p.m. Pacific time. There's always a music show on. And you can catch them replayed as a six-hour music block on the weekends starting at 8 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays. And Gordon's show, Gordon Green's Music Planet, is music from all around the world. And I understand today we go to South Korea.
We're going to South Korea for Daily Toker Tune.
There we go. Exactly. So we'll talk about that, but let's talk about tonight's Gordon Green Music Planet show, because I know you've always got a really interesting look at music from around the world. What's tonight's show about?
Tonight's show is very unique show, Russ. It took me a long time to find the music for this. It's pre-revolutionary Persian pop music.
Wow.
Okay. So which revolution are we talking? What year would that be?
We're talking about the 1979 Islamic Revolution that overthrew the Shah.
Right. Okay. Nice. So 70s era Persian pop.
Is 60s and 70s Persian pop. Some of it sounds kind of like traditional Middle Eastern music, but there's a lot of funky, hippie, really groovy sounding things that really interesting, and I'd love putting the show together.
All right. I'm looking forward to that. So check that out tonight at 8 p.m., and you can catch the replays on Saturdays and Sundays at midnight as part of the six-hour music block, these times all Pacific time. And of course, you can find the time in your time zone just by going to 420radio.org/schedule. Let's talk about the song for our 420 break here, because you've brought us some, you know, a while back, some Japanese metal. Now we get some Korean pop. Tell us about the tune.
Yep, it's K-pop, Russ. One of the biggest music genres in the world, has fans all over the world. And this is two of the biggest stars who released this single a year or so ago. I'm talking about G-Dragon and Taeyang. And their song called Good Boy.
All right. And looking at the YouTube page for this, 70 million views. And I understand that's, you know, pretty average for these types of artists, right?
It's incredible, man. And these guys have a huge fan base. And even in the USA, a K-pop band called Epic High just toured the US and sold out shows at $150 a pop all over the country. And these guys, G-Dragon and Taeyang, they play in China, they play all over Asia, and extremely popular.
All right, well, let's give it a listen. It's G-Dragon and Taeyang with Good Boy.
Good Boy.
All right, let's check it out.
Peace out, Russ.
Peace.
Put your hands in the air. How you feeling out there? We gon' party over here, but you got to see it. Let me hear you say la 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 la. Put your hands in the air.
Hey!
How
right feeling out there. We gon' party a little, hey. You got you singing, you say la 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 la.
Listening to 420radio.org. Get .buzz. .buzz is the internet platform that fuels community interest, excitement, and new experiences. .buzz is the premier online destination for internet users seeking the latest news on a variety of topics. .buzz appeals to groups active in blogging, communications, journalism, advertising, and marketing. .buzz offers registrants a stronger alternative to the shrinking namespace of existing top-level domain names, such as .com, .net, and .org. Get your name now at get.buzz. Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome!
You're listening to 420 Radio. Listen Saturdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for Weed Nerd, podcasting at YouTube. One of the internet's most popular grow shows is on 420 Radio. Pick up grow tips from the master behind multiple award-winning strains from Team Green Avenger. Check our online listings for Weed Nerd with Subcool from YouTube.
At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs, and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics, Herbie Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of The Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. That's music from Cass Haley. The song's called Survive. Love Cass Haley stuff. We're here with Stephanie Bishop hanging out. Well-known activist. Where are you? Bay Area? Where are you at?
Eugene, Oregon.
Eugene.
I'm just right down the...
See? Every time I see you, it's at some event that's out of state, so I lose track of the fact that we're in the same state.
Yeah, we travel a lot.
No doubt.
I got called out. You know, actually, one of the funniest, I think, moments was coming back from the Richmond show. And we were on the same train.
Yes.
And we didn't know, but you and I did the exact same thing. Because, you know, when you're an activist and you're doing these shows, it really is easy to just pop on the train and go. And you don't have to be x-rayed and you don't have to take your luggage through security. And so the train is an activist. That's what we do.
Works well.
So we both snuck down into the extra baggage car department to actually curl up in the corner and fall asleep. And you were in that room, and I fell asleep in that room. And we got up in the morning, we realized that we had been crashed next to each other.
It was a trip.
All night. So there you go.
Richmond, California. We made the trip down there for Cannabis Cup. And... Yeah, I wish there was more train travel. I wish I could travel east on the train.
No, you really can't. It really works because when you're going from Oregon to Seattle to Northern California, you know, the train ride is just a sort of overnight thing. You get on in the evening, you sleep on the train, and you're home in the morning. And you just can't do that going to the East Coast. It's days.
Yeah. Days. It's not worth it. And you have to end up getting into a plane, and it's just, it sucks. Yeah, it's worse. Yeah. Some other things that we were just checking out the chat room. And a good point made is how in legalization, all the states that pass legalization, and medical too, they do this, but they pass it and they say, all right, well, if you want to get a grower's license, you can be a grower unless you've been convicted of growing.
Correct. and the other one too is if you've been convicted, and this is actually in the Bill of Rights, that there's a non-slavery. You have the right to not be enslaved unless you commit a federal crime, and then you lose your right to vote as a citizen. Yeah. So these are just, you know, strategies that they use to keep you. To keep this business from actually being a legitimate business.
Right. The 14th Amendment, no slavery nor involuntary servitude shall be allowed except for punishment of crime.
Right.
And so they punish you for the crime of, you know, having weed or driving while black or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And in 48 states, you lose your right to vote once you go to jail. Right. Vermont and Maine, you never lose your right to vote. You can vote from death row.
That's awesome, actually, because you're still a citizen just because this law was made by people. You know, it's really hard. It's really hard. First of all, we've lost 70 years of medical research. You know, look where the Israelis are. I mean, there's that travesty.
Sure.
And then on top of that, we're going back like to archaic times. Why are we putting people into jail? The Catholic Church incarcerated Galileo because he said the earth was round.
Earth went around the sun.
They believe that he was trying to be smarter than they were, get power, whatever. They threw him in prison. Nelson Mandela, they threw him in prison. So prison is actually traditionally been used as a form of quelching political dissent.
Yeah.
And that is absolutely the case now, but our system is so different because it's like you're making an army. You're breeding people who have no chance of ever fulfilling their potential or living up to their potential ever because they've been so screwed up by the system up to this point. We're robbing them of their individual right to grow. And there's no life pursuit of happiness in that whatsoever. That's what's being taken away from them. But let's go back to that. Why are we putting them in prison? In order for the prisons or the United States government to guarantee a 90% occupancy rate in the prison system, let's go back to that point, is to declare a war on drugs.
Yeah.
Make it illegal for the personal use of any and all drugs. They put it that the drug diversion program happened. They put on a list of them, which is bad, which is not. Then they start moving these drugs around on the list to benefit themselves because they want to still use the opiates for pharmaceuticals and so forth.
Sure.
You know, now we're in a system where if you are a personal drug user, like in Florida, if you have a very small amount of it, you're being put into the system. You didn't commit a crime. You don't own a gun. You didn't beat somebody up. You didn't steal from them. I understand there are a lot of, you know, addicts out there who do steal, but I gotta go with, you know, as long as they didn't like armed robbery, home invasion with a gun. You know, keep a hold of your stuff. They're addicts. They steal. Do I, as a taxpayer, want to pay $36,000 a year for that guy to sit in a box so some other guy can make money?
And I also think expanding on that idea of needing a generational and docile workforce in the prison system, that can't be accomplished without marijuana being illegal.
No.
The people addicted to cocaine, heroin, meth, alcohol aren't as good workers.
No.
And the people using marijuana tend to be healthier and smarter.
Now, the methamphetamine addicts, they do think that they're good at work.
Yes.
But they're not. Oh, they're not good at work.
No, I can testify to a six-hour binge of changing they're the not. Color schemes on Windows 98.
Yeah, exactly.
Or 95, I guess it would have been back then.
You know, or getting up in the middle of the night to paint the entire house.
I need
house
to take
purple.
Apart this toaster right now.
Exactly. But they think they're being useful.
Right. And you don't want a bunch of those guys making the panties for Victoria's Secret.
No, and there's military, you know, the whole program started as the idea that if you're in prison, you need to give them something to do.
Sure.
Understandable. That is fine. I'm not arguing with that at all. But if we look back, that program started in the military. So those people were making military, whatever,
right.
equipment,
parachutes, uniforms, stuff, boots,
whatever. That's how it started. It wasn't until the mid-90s that an act, I think it was in 1994, and I don't want to spit it out because I can't recall it right now, being after 420 and all. but there was a change in the act in the mid-90s that allowed private corporations the ability to execute work contracts with mm-hmm. the prison system. And that's really when it happened. And if you want to look up stuff, you know, Unicor, UNICOR website, you can just Google that. And you'll see that there is an entire website out there, which is a list of products and services that you can get from the prison industrial complex.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Here's another one. Let's go back to stocks. This one will blow you away
right.
too. Corrections Corporations of America is traded on NASDAQ.
Right.
We can go out, if we were evil, cold-hearted, butt-headed people, we could go out and buy stock in Corrections Corporations of America. Unicor, it's a corporation, but nobody can buy stocks.
It's privately held?
Only four people own stock
wow.
in Unicor. Dun, 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 dun. I know, it's sinister and wrong on all levels.
Oh, wow. It's We're speaking with Stephanie Bishop, who's been researching this tragedy of the prison industrial complex. And, mm-hmm. you know, I got to thinking when you were saying about how prison laborers used to do military work.
Right.
From the evil genius point of view,
wow.
what a brilliant move. Because if the prisoners are building the army stuff,
mm-hmm.
nobody's getting rich. But if the prisoners build corporation stuff, the corporation stuff gets rich off of cheap labor.
Right.
And the army then has to contract with who? Corporations.
Dun, dun, dun,
that
dun.
Then have to have government contracts to supply their boots and their, yeah.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. You remember when they made movies about outsourcing jobs, customer service
mm-hmm.
jobs to do this and manufacturing jobs and wherever all the factories gone?
Yeah.
You don't hear that term anymore. Why? Because they're insourcing.
Mm-hmm.
They're totally insourcing.
It's like, why would we have Mohinder in India answering the phone calls at whatever, you know, 3 a.m. his time
yeah.
and getting half of a xenophobic American population all pissed off because, oh, my God, he's got an accent. And instead, hey, we got Bob, the pot smoker, sitting
right.
in a prison in Indiana.
Right.
He can answer the phone
yeah.
for 17 cents an hour.
Yes.
And we don't even have the long distance of getting to India.
Yeah. Oh, no. And it's like, as a prisoner, I have heard the most crazy stuff. The craziest stuff. And as like as a human being, I understand if I really go out and commit a crime and kill somebody that, okay, fine. But the fact of the matter is that most of these people that are in prison, in state prison, in federal prison, pay per day to be there.
Yeah.
So they're paying their costs. But they're paying their costs. The cost of incarceration is being paid by the taxpayer. The cost of doing business for these two corporations is completely taxpayer fed.
Right.
Completely.
There's no risk.
There's no, they're not like a small business owner who the cost of doing business, that term means they're going to go out and buy the coffee and do the build out and buy the machines, hire the people. They have to do all this stuff before they can turn a profit.
Sure.
The cost of doing business for Unicor, Corrections Corporation of America, and every other private prison company out of there is paid by the taxpayer dollars because we are paying to put them in jail, to put them through the legal system.
Mm-hmm.
We are paying the probation officer.
Yeah.
We are paying that, all of that.
And that comes back, you know, earlier we were talking about voting rights and how prisoners in Vermont and Maine are the only ones who, while they're in prison, they can vote. There's a number of other states where once you get out of prison, you're on parole or probation, you can vote. Right. There's somewhere, okay, once you've finished probation, you can vote, but not parole. And then there's some that after you've finished all three of them, you can apply to get your voting right back. Or after you've finished all three, you get your voting right back. Then there's another level where even if you've done all three, you don't get your voting right back until you apply. And then there's a few where nothing you can do gets your voting right back. Florida is one of those. Now, in Florida, you lose your right to vote for a felony. You get a felony for marijuana for possession of 21 grams. And that has resulted in a situation where one out of five voting eligible black people in Florida cannot vote.
Right.
So it's a tool of political control as well. We're going to take a break and talk more about this in our last segment with Stephanie Bishop, the horror of mass incarceration here in the United States of America, the land of the free.
Five of the last nine major party candidates to run for president, three of the last nine vice presidential candidates, and the last three two-term presidents have all smoked pot. Marijuana, the gateway drug to the White House. This is the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned in to 420radio.org. Adam Hand of Handmade Apparel produces quality custom designs for t-shirts, hats, and other apparel. Handmade Apparel is the official design shop for 420 Radio, among many clients who rely on Adam Hand for everything from short-run custom projects to full-run clothing lines. Visit handmadeapparel.biz to browse the selection of handmade gear or to get a personal quote for your own designs. Handmade Apparel, a proud supporter of 420radio.org.
Despite strong public support for medical cannabis, decriminalization, and legalization in Georgia, the state spends $121 million every year to arrest, prosecute, and imprison Georgians for simple possession. Each year, the state of Georgia spends less on driver services, agriculture, and forestry combined. What else can $121 million a year do in Georgia? With that much money, the state could hire and keep 3,000 more teachers, improve roads and bridges, provide tax relief for small businesses, repair aging sewage systems, or lower taxes. But right now, that's millions of dollars of your tax money wasted on failed enforcement. Tell your representative you're tired of wasteful spending and ask them to end cannabis prohibition. Join the conversation at www.peachtreenormal.org. Peachtree Normal is a proud affiliate of Normal, the national organization for the reform of marijuana laws.
You know Herb Thrasher from the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Now get ready for Herb Age Designs for the proud cannabis consumer. Herb Age Designs, lifestyle gear for the 420 friendly. Herb Age Designs, we've got frisbee golf discs and durable hemp gear. Herb Age Designs, we've got shot glasses, drinking glasses, coffee mugs, and beer cozies. Check us out on Facebook and online at herbagedesigns.com. And follow Herb Age and Herb Thrasher on Twitter.
The 6th Annual Portland Hempstock is proud to present The Human Revolution featuring Jeff Pivar! Showing you love.
This one's for Jack, y'all.
Fiber, oil, medicine, and fuel. And if we press it, we won't have no need.
on our cars, do it back, and make sense a little bit. We saw the most intrusive seed, we can put in our mouth with omega 6 and 3. We can feed the world with the tree of life and live sustainably. But if we cut down all the trees, we won't have nowhere to breathe.
That's Human and the Human Revolution with Tree of Life, performed live at Portland Hempstock 2010. And of course, Portland Hempstock has survived once again its third gauntlet. It will be held at Waterfront Park October, I think it's 17th, 18th. Let me verify for sure, but I think I got that right. 17th and 18th of October. Now, I will be in Richmond, Virginia. At the Virginia Normal Conference.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah. I'm really happy to be doing the Virginia Normal Conference. But Herb Thrasher will be there. He'll be emceeing the metal stage. So it's going to be another great show there at the Portland Waterfront. Glad to see that's happening. We're here with Stephanie Bishop, and we've been talking about mass incarceration. And Stephanie pulled up the unicor.gov. It's .gov, right?
Yeah.
Unicor.gov website. And man, you can get pretty much everything but hookers and blow on this site.
All right. I think there's probably a secret website somewhere.
Secret web for the hookers and blow?
Password, we get that. But I'll go over it because, you know, we were talking right before, you know, you don't hear the buzzword outsourcing anymore because they're insourcing.
Sure.
So, you know, they've made a movie about an American going over to India to try and get his customer service job back. So maybe there's a customer service representative who wants to show up on Unicor's doorstep. Jeez. And try and get their customer service job back. But here, apparel and accessories, distribution and warehousing logistics, facilities and warehouse storage solutions, office furniture, seating and accessories, vehicle upfit, remanufacturing and fleet services, awards and plaques, electronics and recycling, food service items, prescription and safety eyewear, contact center and help desk services. You could be... So, the computer tech on the phone.
So could Walmart's cheap eyeglasses be coming out of Unicor?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Electronics and components, interior and exterior signage. Those are the yield signs and printing and bindery services, data services. I love this one. This one, the irony is going to drip from my tongue as I read this. Energy efficient and green products. You are using American human slave labor to make green products and putting it on your website like that's a part of your valiant mission statement.
Yeah.
Insane. That is insane to me.
Save the planet. Imprison some black folks.
Yeah. Mattresses, linens and draperies, or range solutions. And there you go, folks.
Well, this, you know, and we mentioned it before, but this goes back, you know, this is a fundamental, you know, aspect of American economy that must be addressed. And I'm hopeful. I've been reading articles lately, like I read an article today about a Portland bar? No, a Portland bar has done it, but it's this other guy. He's a restaurateur who has eliminated tipping at his restaurant. And the way he did it is by paying servers as if they're professionals.
Right.
Paid them $15 to $25 an hour. They got 401ks. They got health plan. And he says, I had to raise my prices. A beer went from $4 to $4.50. But think about when you got your $4 beer before, you were tipping a buck, weren't you?
Right.
If you weren't an asshole, right? You're tipping a buck. So your beer really cost $5. Okay. Now it's down to $4.50. And so I'm getting this feeling that some people are starting to wake up to this idea of, hey, if we want to have a vibrant middle-class economy, we have to pay people.
Right.
You know?
We have to, apparently we have to create that for ourselves because that has been robbed.
Mm-hmm.
That has been robbed for us. If you look out there, we do not have jobs out there other than, we're going to the business conference, the marijuana industry.
That's
creating
right.
Jobs like crazy. But they don't have jobs. So as a kid coming out, a young adult, their choices really are military, prison, or
green entrepreneur.
They could be an entrepreneur, right? But again, we're going back to.
But not everybody can.
You have to be trained from childhood to think that way.
Yeah.
And if you've come from this broken home and society has treated you by extension as a criminal, mm-hmm. are you really going to achieve entrepreneur?
Or what?
I hope you do.
How about the irony, though, of a lot of the young people that do have that entrepreneurial bent? Put it toward the only entrepreneurial avenue they've got, dealing drugs.
Right.
Then they get caught and busted. Now they got a record that prevents them from getting involved in applying their entrepreneurship in a legal way that benefits society. That's just the complete opposite of what we ought to be doing. We ought to give preference to people who've been busted for weed
for sure.
in getting these licenses and these jobs. Let's take the people who were the best at it, because just because they got caught doesn't mean that they were worse or better than another grower, but it may mean they were more prolific.
Yeah.
You have more opportunities to get caught in that circumstance. So, yeah, I just don't understand why we do that. No. This is such an amazing subject. And now senators like Kirsten Gillibrand and Rand Paul, Cory Booker, other people are starting to raise the call about mass incarceration.
Yeah.
We're going to take more of a look at this in future shows. In particular, we want to take a look at these presidential candidates. And my God, how many are there now? 22?
I haven't even been able to get through the Republicans. When you're talking mass incarceration, none of the Republicans have they're so archaic in their thinking. They really are like, oh, you did the crime, you did the time. They're not even willing to have the conversation about why you put people in prison. And that's really how, you know, when you're having such a deep conversation about what do? You have to bring it back to that. What do we as a society want to, do we want to use our jail system as our public health system, is our mental health system? Do we want to just keep putting people in the prison and using them for slave labor? What's happening, though, is, you know, these people can talk all they want, but it's always the money. And right now, we have decreased funding for education, and we have put those funds into perpetuating the system of mass incarceration.
I think I saw a stat, and I may not be accurate on this, but the way my brain works, I probably am, that California has built 19 prisons in the time it's built one university.
Yes.
Something like that.
Exactly.
That's crazy. And this is something, like I said, we're going to be covering this more in depth, the mass incarceration in the United States of America. And it comes down to, like Stephanie was saying, deciding as a society what kind of society we want to be.
Yeah.
Sometimes people that want to obstruct change play it as if there are natural laws of economics at work here that make this happen. No, just the other day on Bill Maher's show, I saw Rick Santorum, presidential candidate, who they got in this brief little back and forth where Bill said, yeah, as rich guys shipped off all our jobs overseas. And Rick can't come back saying they had to because they couldn't. There's because the overburdensome regulations in the United States.
Oh, no.
No, it's because they... In the United States, if they had to follow regulations and pay workers, they'd make some profit. And if they go overseas where they don't, they make more profit.
And if they insource in the prison system, they make a whole lot more profit.
But it's not as if we make these changes and suddenly capitalism grinds to a halt and nobody makes profit.
No.
But people at the top probably make less profit. And that's what they don't like.
Yeah.
And you got to ask, as a society, how greedy a bastard are we going to let people be?
Right.
Right. I'm all for profit motive and
who's investing money in the campaigns right now? So that's another thing. Instead of looking at these people who are going to be campaigning as president, I want to look at who's dumping money into their presidential campaigns. Is it Corrections Corporations of America? Is it all of these prison companies out there? If they're dumping money into these campaign funds, then that's not the guy or the woman I'm going to vote for because they're in their pocket.
I'm with you. We're going to take a look at that as the election season heats up. We'll find more information about the prison corporation ties of the candidates running for office. We'll do more election related coverage as the year goes on. It's going to get pretty exciting with marijuana legalization on the ballot in Ohio in 2015 and possibly five or more states in 2016. They won't be able to avoid the topic in these debates. Can't wait to see it happen. Well, folks, time flies when you legalize. That's all the time we got in our two-hour block. Stephanie, thanks for being here. What a great show.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Always a pleasure to be in your presence, Rush.
Oh,
so fun.
We'll have a good time here at the Oregon Medical Marijuana Business Conference. We're going to do a preview of that on tomorrow's show. Also on tomorrow's show, we've got Cops Say Legalize Drugs, another great speaker from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And I'll be back from my dentist appointment. I have a 7:10 a.m. dentist appointment tomorrow. No. We'll see how well that goes.
Talking funny tomorrow.
Welcome, Tokens and Tokens. Hey, that's all the time we got. I'm Radical Russ for Stephanie Bishop. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it.